in to the It's a Way Out radio show, hosted by author and motivational speaker Marlon Reed, author of the book The Diary of a Changed Man and lead servant of the ministry Men Do Help Men. Marlon is here to help you breathe again. Tune in every other Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309 on blogtalkradio.com/NHISG Sports Media Network. Remember, no matter how deep you think you're in, it's a way out.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight and welcome y'all to another show of It's a Way Out. But most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had Some Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Ms. Princess Cooper. I know it's been a long time. Once again, it's been about 3 weeks once again. But I just want to thank y'all, man, for tuning in and giving me the opportunity to be able to speak to the crowd that do listen in. And hopefully that it reached someone in the darkest time or in the happiest time, you know, to bless them with the need that they need to be blessed them with through the voice of hearing what I have to say or speaking a word or speaking my life. So just want to thank y'all, man. last month was breast cancer month. So, you know, a lot of people walking for breast cancer, a lot of people walking for the kidney walk. So that was great. And that was awesome. Raised a lot of things up. You know, last month was like a hard battle month for me and my family because there's like 3 deaths in the family, back to back to back, 3 funerals. You know, first my uncle, then my wife, her cousin, then my grandmother. It's just been like a devastating month, you know, last month for the family. And sometimes our faith get measured and tested. And, you know, that's what I'm going to speak a little bit about tonight, man. I'm supposed to have a brother call in, but he had to cancel and he couldn't call in. So y'all stuck with me tonight. Just want to talk about the measure of our faith and how we really get tested and to show where we really stand at on faith. So with that being said, man, we got 6 days left for the election. I made my mind up who I'm going with. I'm going to let the world know. Hopefully she make history. Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton. So she got my vote because, you know, I'm Democratic. So I got to lean towards that way. And hopefully she can keep what President Obama had going on for these last 8 years, that she can extend it at least for the next 4 years and allow it to continue to grow and even add to it and make it even greater than what it is. So that's the hope I'm looking for, that she bringing to the table. So everything she's speaking about, I'm hoping that she get a chance to bring some of it to the table within them 4 years. So y'all, excuse me, y'all understand, and I told y'all who I'm voting for. So whoever you voting for, man, go out and vote for them, because, like I say, these next 4 years is wherever you vote for is whatever which way it's leaning towards. If you believe in Hillary Clinton and what she stands for, vote for her and the Democratic Party. If you believe in Donald Trump and what he stands for, push the button and vote for the Republicans and their whole party. But yeah, man, it's just been great, man. Great living. It's been a test of time here for me. Been ups and downs and ups. And we still got a month left in this year, but I'm going to just wind my year down now and tell y'all, man, it just been tested my faith and show me where I'm really at in faith, man. So with that being said, man, I'm just glad y'all tuned in. I'm glad y'all here. I want to say thanks to everyone on the on the network and continue to listen and build them and encourage them while they bring y'all wisdom, knowledge, truth, understanding, you know, some revelation through their programs and through their radio station, man. Keep supporting them because support is everything. A lot of times people don't like to support people, you know, until you become famous in some type of light, then the people want to support you, man. People want to enjoy your support, enjoy your fame, but they don't want to go through the hard times of the journey with you, you know, to make it to where you're trying to make it to. So I'm just grateful and thankful and blessed that we had a whole year last October. We celebrated, we started 2015 October. Here it is 2016 October. We still here. So that's a blessing, man. That's a whole year that we've been striving and bringing different topics, different testimonies, different people, different shows. So that's just a blessing for me to be able to be part of this evangelism team, because that's what I call it, because we speaking through the internet, we speaking through social media, we speaking through the network, and we reaching some people, reaching some lives, man. So I'm going to cut to a quick commercial. Y'all already know my favorite song is Lexi. Hopefully somebody can be uplifted by this song right here, because it always uplifts me and bring me joy and give me hope and allow me to see what I'm looking for. That faith just through this song, it's a powerful song, man. To me, it's just so powerful to me that I love playing it for my commercial every show. So we want to jump into a commercial, and we'll be right back on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. We'll Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Ms. Princess Cooper.
Here it is. It's about that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right. All right. All I ever said was God is good. And I never the best in me. He thought I was worth it, the best in me. My God.
Well, we back on It's the Way Out, but most of all, it's the way to stay out with your host, me, Ronna Reed. I never had it so good, sports media radio with CEO Miss Princess Cooper, man. Tonight, like I said, man, I wanted to talk about being measured, being tested. Our faith truly be tested. And when we say we enter religion or whatever religion we say we in, you know, for me, it's Christianity. You know, it's not a religion, it's a way of life. You know what I mean? So that's the way that I choose to live, because that's the way that we supposed to live, because it's not a religion, it's a way of life. But by us living in the flesh, man, our faith get tested, and mine's been tested, you know, all this year. It's really been a battle, man. I constantly speak about faith. I constantly speak about joy. I constantly speak about prayer. Like all year, y'all hear me speaking about prayer, speaking about faith, man, and going out there and speaking to the people on the different corners, man. But, you know, it's been such a battle of this year, man, because I had such a great year last year in the spirit life, man, the spirit world. I had such a great year, been blessed to be able to do the things that I was able to do last year, like become a deacon and graduate from evangelism school and start my own radio show and continuing with the book and opening up my doors to help people and just doing so many things, man, last year that Satan was just so mad at progress that was made, that as soon as 2016 came in, he said he want to test my faith and my measure and see where is it at. And that's what he did all year. I mean, earlier in the year was blessed, received some money and did some things and gave back and shared it and blessed people and just did what I supposed to do, you know, with the money, man. And boom, just like that, man, money is the root of all evil, man. You start seeing different things. You start seeing different people. It starts showing you different things, man, like what money can do. And it wasn't a lot of money, but it was just something I came into. And, you know, a few people in the circle knew. And it just shows some true colors of people, man, of what the green can do. And Satan just started attacking, man. I remember we was taking a ride to go get my wife a car, man, and my car just had an Audi A4. It just stopped running completely. Like right before we got to the dealership, like stopped running completely, man. And come to find out, like, it was like the engine just gave up, and then the warranty wasn't up, but it was up by 2 miles or 3 miles, and they wouldn't honor it, and they wanted just $8,000. Audi, this dealership, just wanted $8,000 just to open up the engine, just to open the car up to see what was wrong with the engine. And then once they find out what was wrong with the engine, however much they wanted to pay for. But that was like the first test, man, because I'm like, wow, you know, going to try to do another good deed of getting my wife a car. And here it is, my car, on that same day, stopped running, and then they wouldn't even acknowledge it. It was only over 2 miles. I'm like, wow, that was like the first blow Satan was throwing at me to see how I react. And I took a loss on the car because I had the $8,000 to give to him, but I wasn't giving him that. And, you know, I left it in, you know, all the money I put in it and everything. It was just a loss, man. So wound up getting another car. Wound up getting a Luzerne Buick, and 3 months into that engine go. You know what I mean? And never really got the extended warranty on that engine. And I'm like, man, what is going on? Like, what is this bad luck? Like, Satan just... And he was trying to stop me because I was going out to different corners and I was speaking. All this was all going on too, you know, and speaking. And he was trying to stop me from getting there, man, and really testing my faith. And, you know, we was just going through a battle with different other elements of life. And all this at one time was piling up, man. And it just had me to the point where I start seeing even different people, man. I'm talking about like people that was close to me, like really act strange and different that I never seen how they reacted before, man. And I'm all like, man, you know, sometimes you got to step back and you got to see, like God allowed you to see things clearly. It don't mean that, you know, they becoming your enemy, but God giving you image of people, image of things. So you got to make that clear eye of how you see it and how you portray it, man. And you got to pray on it and ask God for, you know, the strength and the direction, man, of what they giving you, man. And then just the battle of needing a new engine and the new car and the... gave all the money and spent the money and put the other money into my own 401k and the way I put it in there, can't touch it. So it was just like a blow, man. I was just like devastated, man, because like Satan was just coming at all areas. And, you know, we got the van and maybe it was me because I would never even get in the van, you know, and God made it where I needed this van for the last 4 or 5 months, you know, and all in this battle, man, still being tested. Name being dragged through some things, and it's hard trying to deal and handle that. And also then you got in the family, you know, just last month, it was 3 deaths back to back to back. It was really 3 deaths. My uncle first, and then his funeral was on Saturday. Then my wife, her cousin, that following Saturday. And then, you know, my grandmother, that following Saturday. So it was like 3 deaths back to back, man. And then my faith was really touched because I was still praying, but I had stopped fighting because I haven't been out with the neighborhood crusade. Reverend Mel Floyd's Neighborhood Crusade. Like, I missed like 3 show ups on that. And, you know, I slacked up, you know, Sundays on church. Ain't even go last Sunday. So I had stopped the battle, but I was still praying. And my faith was really tested because a lot of things just was happening so much this year. And I'm like, what is going on? But I still was being faithful, you know. Still pay my tithes when I can because I wasn't paying them up every week because sometimes it's a battle, it's a struggle. So it wasn't like I didn't want to or I had the money and just say I'm not going to pay. You know what I'm saying? That's not the case. But, you know, some weeks I did miss that I just didn't pay because, you know, it was decisions had to be made. And I didn't look at it as I was putting this over God. I was putting it as man don't understand what God do. So God know the situation. And just been a battle, man. Like, especially with the last death. Anybody who know me know my grandmother raised me, man, from the time I left the hospital all the way up until now. You know what I mean? So to see her go was like real pain, real hurt, real devastated. But me, living in the spirit, I know it's a celebration. I know, you know, all the great things that she's done. And even I went by there and resubmitted Christ to her life, and she re-accepted Christ again. So I know that she in the sky, she in the heavens, you know, up there rejoicing, my grandfather. So, but it was like a devastating blow, man. I just pulled back from everything, man. You know, I still had the prayer, but I pulled back from everything else. Like, you know, going to church and the Bible study and the prayer meetings and all that. So my faith was really tested, man. It was really measured by the outcome of what was going on in my life, man. And that's what God put us in. And he don't want us to fail. He don't want us to, he don't want us to stop in the battle that we're going to. We really got to go at it even harder when we in a battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't stop. I just pulled back from some things, but, you know, my faith there, man. And I'm glad that this year was measured by all the things coming at me, because everything can't be peaches and cream all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to see where you really stand at. You know what I mean? When all these things coming at you, like, you know what I mean? When it get hard, you know what I mean? Because people leave even harder. So, you know what I mean? Just because you come to Christ, just because you praying, just because you believe in, just because you go on a prayer and you going out here and you praying with people and you spreading the love of your life and what Christ done for you and what God done for you, man, it's still going to be battles, man. And that's what I went through. This was a battle, a test of my measure. So this right here is going to be the last chapter in the book. The measure of your faith, you know what I mean, of 2016, because the book is done. And that's the great part about it is I finally got done the book, man. And show so much of God's blessing over me from the time I was conceived all the way up until now, how God been right there walking with me, you know. And I'm so blessed when I read over my life and when I was typing it and when I was writing it, and then when I was typing it and reading it at the same time, and I was so mesmerized by how God was with me. Even when I turned my back and I was with Satan, God still was protecting me out there and had me here for something much greater, you know, because a lot of people died along the way. And maybe their short time here was the great things that they did, the great things that they impacted on us. And God said it was time for them to go where he needed them to go. But for some of us, he kept us here because he said some things that y'all still have to accomplish, some things that y'all still have to show the people. So I know he kept me here for a greater reason. Thank you, Ms. Moore. I truly thank you for that, my friend. Encouraging words is always encouraging support. It's always a blessing. Support and kind words always keep us going. And Sean, you truly a great and awesome woman in the things that you're doing, man, and continue. Many women is going to follow you, man. If not, they already follow you. So keep showing them how to be a woman, class, and faith. But yeah, man. So the book is... It just shows you how God been with me, man, and how he been walking with me, man. So the book is finally done. I just got to submit it back to the editor over this weekend and let her do her thing of making sure that all the words is spelt right, all the I's is dotted, all the T's is crossed, you know, and then submit it back to me. I read it. Boom. Submitted back to her, and she submitted to the book coach and the publisher, and then it should be ready to publish, man. So we almost there. We passed the major step. That's completing it and writing it and typing it. That's completed. And I'm just glad I didn't rush it, that I took the time that I did took, because I had stopped at 2014. So it's so many great things happened in 2015 that I didn't get to put in the book, and so many people I met that I feel as though in situations that I think that should be told in the book about my life, and then turn around to 2016, how the up came down and it was no more, it was still the blessing turned into a lesson to prepare me for 2017. So I'm just grateful I got a chance to write that last year of 2016. That's where we're going to cut it off at for now. And hopefully part two can be maybe 20 years from now, over the next 20 things God given that I'm still here. But yeah, man, so faith get tested, man, every day. But my faith, and I'm the one that people always hear me speaking about God and about Christ. And, you know, like this whole year, my faith got tested, man, especially with the last death. You know what I mean? That's, I know God was taking her out of her pain and everything and bringing her to joy. But, you know, I never felt that pain. I never loved that type of person. I never loved a person for so long the way I loved her. You know what I mean? You know, like that, I might love her more than anyone on this earth because I knew her longer than anyone else on this earth, you know. So that's where I'm at. But I'm just prepared, man. I'm just back in the book, reading. I'm reading to children. I'm reading to my children right now. Every day we read Genesis. I want them to understand when God created the earth, you know, out of the 6 days, and on the seventh day he rests, you know, how he created light, darkness, trees, how he created animals, livestock, how he created land, you know, water, how God created all this. I want my children to know how he created man, how he created his best creation, which is the woman, you know, and how he created her. So I'm reading with them, man, May 5 and 10. So I'm reading with them, and they getting some understanding and some revelation of how the world began and how God created the earth, you know, and how he gave man and woman wisdom to continue the building of the earth. Because as when earth first was built, was first created, it didn't look like this. So he gave man and woman knowledge on how to upgrade the world. And that's when I'm reading with them about, man. And also they get a chance for me to reread and go over some things and get some more understanding and better revelation. You know what I mean? So Genesis is always something great to read, man, because it always give you that, it shows you how God loved us so much by creating, because he didn't create the human first. That was one of the last things he created, life in the human. You know, he created the land, he created the trees, he created the birds, the fish, the wild animals, and man brought him to man, and man gave him a name, but he didn't create man and woman to last. So it's just always great to be able to read that, man. That definitely uplifts your spirit, because I always just wish I could envision that in that time. You know, I wish I could just go and sit and see all of this. Fast forward all the way up to when Jesus was born. I can go sit and see all this. See what Moses did, you know, how they part, how God parted the sea. I would love to see that. I would love to see that with my own vision and walk through that ocean as it's departed, side by side with Moses, man. So it's just great, man. And like I said, man, our battles be tested, man. Our faith be tested. And like I tell y'all, man, it's been a roller coaster for me all this year, man. Especially, like I tell y'all, with cars, man. And making it back and forth to work and Because I, you know, we live in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and I work over at Camden, New Jersey. You know, just getting back and forth, man, and still paying bills and still taking care of the family and still being a husband and still being a father, still being a radio host and still being an author, still be ministry, have my own ministry, Men Do Help Men, still trying to, you know, get that. So, you know, fighting through all that, man, it was just definitely 2015 was a blessing that turned into a lesson for 2016, you know, and it gave me some revelation for 2017 because I know what I have to do in 2017. So I'm just blessed, man. So it's just something God-given, man. But I'm going to shoot to this commercial real quick. And on the other side, we just come back and whatever comes to my mind, we'll talk about. Because like I say, my show always be right off the top of the head. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. Good looking out, Barlow, for telling me that you couldn't hear me. I did have my phone turned down because I wasn't going to do it live. And I didn't want the phone to ring and distract me while, you know, I was doing it through the laptop. So I'm going to shoot to a quick commercial, man. Then we're going to come back on the other side, man, mess around and just close it out because really didn't have too much for tonight. And we'll see. So I'm going to shoot to a commercial. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. Never had a so good sports media radio with Princess Cooper, CEO Miss Princess Cooper.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Well, we back on It's the Way Out, but most of all, it's the way to stay out. It's the way to stay out right here on Never Had This With Good Sports Media Radio. Before I went to a quick commercial, man, we was talking about just faith and measure by faith and, you know, the little things. I just threw little things out there in the beginning of the year that had my faith measure. And like I say, money is the root of all evil. I feel as though, like, that's how it all beginning with a little bit of money that, you know, I came across. And sometimes money can downplay some things. And I think that's what happened, man. And then from there on down, it was like, or just all attacks. All attacks from all angles, man. You know, I was getting a phone call from this, saying this. I was getting a phone call from that, saying this. This was breaking down. This extra bill was coming in. Hours was slowing up. And, you know, it was just all the world circle, man, that was coming back and forth, 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 man. And then, you know, when they say death come in threes, it definitely came in threes, like back-to-back threes, not like every month or every 3 months or three people died that year. No, it came in 1 month, like back-to-back-to-back. So it was just devastating, man. And it still is, but I know I serve a mighty God, man. I know we serve a mighty and awesome God. Let me change that. We, not me, we serve an awesome mighty God. And I'm just here, man. Things is truly a lesson in life. And I'm up for it. I'm up for the battle. That's why he got me here. That's why he allowed me to experience the ups and the downs and the ups, the middle, and be able to talk about it, be able to speak about it, be able to preach about it, be able to reach those about it. So I'm just blessed to be in this position and blessed to be able to encourage, to be an inspiration, to inspire those who are still trapped in the lifestyle that they think they can't get out. So that's what the Diary of a Changed Man bring. That's what Men Do Help Men bring. That's what It's a Way Out bring. That's what Marlon Reed bring. That's what Jesus Christ allowed me to bring, to show y'all that he bring. So it's just truly a blessing, man. I thank y'all for just hearing me out a little bit tonight, a little testimony of 2016. That's been a rough time. It was okay, but then it got rough. But through the roughness, I kept my faith. I kept praying. I maybe stopped the corner battle. I maybe stopped the talking. But I kept the strength of reading and believing that it's just the test of time. That it is not always going to be sitting high. That sometimes you got to ride that low. You got to go under that water. Sometimes you got to hold your breath just to see really where you at. See if you really a believer. Do you really believe in sign, miracles, and wonders? And every time God bring me a sign, miracles, and wonders, man. Got some good news on the card today. That's truly a blessing. Because it's hard to share one car when you got two drivers in the house. When you and your spouse, you and your wife, you know, drive. So it's hard that when it's one vehicle. So I just look at it, man, that God always come through. You know what I mean? Always. Man might not understand, woman might not understand, but God always understand. Might not show up in your time or once, but always show up on your time of needs. Believe that. We all are living proof, because somewhere, somehow, some way in your life, God showed it up and showed it out. So you got to be thankful. You got to be grateful. You got to say, just have that understanding. So it's just truly a blessing, man. Truly a blessing, man. And I just want to also take a little time always to thank the CEO for what she's doing and the vision she's bringing and her whole team and everyone that's, you know, everyone that's following her, that's got her back, continue to keep her uplifted and continue to build her up and continue to keep her encouraged, because this is the vision that she allowed us, this her vision, and we through her vision, we on her tree, and we got to thank her for that. So we got to keep her lifted up, especially, you know what I mean? For me, I always got to say thank you to her, because, you know, man, she's just truly a blessing in so many different ways, not just radio, but just so many different ways that she's a blessing to me and to us. So thank you, Miss Princess Cooper. Enjoy, you know, the rest of your month. You know, I don't want to say thanks, happy Thanksgiving to everyone, just in case, because, you know, my schedule is so riff-raffity. You know, I might be on one time a month. So, you know, if I don't get the chance to get back this month, you know, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Everyone, enjoy with your family. This is a time where, you know, everyone come together and eat, laugh, and joke. and just enjoy each other and love on each other. Give each other some love and caring. It's that time of year, man. We going into this time of the year, this time of the season that is loving, caring, and sharing. So be a giver and not a taker. Be a giver and not a taker. So just want to say thank you. It's truly a blessing, man. I got to cut it early. Y'all enjoy, man. Love, peace, and joy to everyone. God is good all the time. I want to say, dear God, thank you. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank the Holy Spirit for allowing us to be here tonight to give people some understanding, some wisdom of your words, some wisdom of your knowledge. Just want to show them your presence in our lives so they can ask for that same presence that you gave us, that you can give them. I want to thank you, Lord, for continuously being a great and awesome, mighty God, and let no one come in between us. We can defeat all hate because Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. We live on faith and not by sight. And God is faith, and Satan is sight. And God supply your needs, and Satan show your wants. Trust in me. I'll always be there. That's what Jesus told us, and that's what God told us in the name of Jesus. Just ask in my name, just ask in my son's name, and it shall be done. So please, people, we live in proof. I just want to say thank you, and I love y'all, man. Peace, love, and joy. Enjoy the rest of your month. If I don't get back to you, happy Thanksgiving. Peace.